Yes, the first symptom they'll notice is that the birds are no longer thrifty. And then usually it comes with high mortality. Sometimes before you even see any signs, birds just drop dead. Of course, it's difficult for the farmer to distinguish between, especially Newcastle and this particular virus. So the best right now they can do is to inform the veterinary officers, even the health centers, tell them that they're having such an experience. The other symptoms they'll notice is the birds, usually their faces do swell in certain cases when the disease lasts long enough for them to see the symptoms. The heads swell and they become, to use a simpler word, maybe reddened. There's that discoloration of red, purplish look, especially on the combs and also on the feet. Egg production for layers just drastically reduces. So the main symptom you see is this reddening of surfaces which have color. And then, of course, if the bird is opened, a lot of organs are hemorrhaging. So usually when they see such, they shouldn't start opening up birds and doing whatever else. They should quickly inform the professionals, the nearest officers that they can come across.
You earlier mentioned that a farmer can mistake it for a Newcastle. How can they distinguish the two?
It's very difficult for a farmer to distinguish. It can only be done through laboratory tests. So on suspicion, we actually put in place measures to control any further spread of such a disease.
Your emphasis has been on the hybrid chickens and those that are meant for eggs. What about for small-scale farmers who keep their chickens on free range? How can they know that their birds are also affected by avian flu?
The same will apply to our free-range farmers because their birds will stop running around the way they usually do. And in fact, these birds, unfortunately, are not as closely monitored as the ones which are housed. So the farmer may just notice that birds are just dropping dead around. And the farmer only has to also inform the nearest veterinary or health center to tell them that this is what's happening to his flock.
I wonder if these symptoms also apply to wild birds.
In most cases, wild birds, you won't even see the symptoms. They've been reported that in most cases, they just shed the virus. In a few instances, they die. They just drop dead. But of course, on post-mortem, these symptoms can be seen.
Once the farmer notices the symptoms, what should they do?
Immediately they notice such symptoms, they should inform the nearest veterinary or health center. And they should keep the house closed, keep everybody away from that house until the professionals come. If anybody has to enter the poultry house, they have to go through the disinfection process. They dip their feet in disinfection, their hands are washed with disinfectant, and they go with protective clothes, which when they leave that house, they change. Then the following actions, which involves collection of samples, depopulation, and all that will follow. And that usually should be taken care of by the professionals to reduce any risk of transmission to the humans.
How quickly can this disease spread from one area to another?
Well, it can spread very fast. Contamination comes through fecal excretion, through nasal secretions, and through people. And utensils. So if you're using the same utensils in all poultry houses, it will spread. And you know how sometimes they'll find the neighboring farms also come to that farm without knowing that it's infected, they could carry the infection. So it's a virus which can spread quite fast.
For the sake of our listeners, at small scale level, what exactly should they do to ensure that these measures are adhered to?
Yes, even the small-scale farmers, we're trying to encourage them to house their birds. To house them because you find a number of them, they could be close to the water bodies, where there could be these birds that could transmit. As I mentioned, the wild birds would maybe not even show symptoms. They'll just be shedding the virus, like the ducks and geese. So as much as possible, we advise that the villagers house their chickens, and then they keep them according to species. Like you don't mix the chicken with a goose or a duck. You keep the species separated.